Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Whatever means or method he might want to use, he's our healer. And he'll use doctors, good doctors. Amen? Just had to get on that little soapbox for a little bit there, because we don't want to exalt anything above the Lord. Allow anything to become an idol. Rest is a prevailing quality of God's completeness. It's a prevailing quality of God's completeness. When God is ruling a life, that person is at rest. Doesn't mean they're asleep. Doesn't mean they're passive. Doesn't mean they don't work hard. But their spirit man is at rest. What I've titled this message today that we'll get into is the fight for life. Somebody say, the fight for life. Tell somebody, I'm fighting for my life. You know, you rarely hear people say that or anything similar to that unless something's gone awfully wrong. That person fighting for their life. Why aren't you fighting for your life when you're healthy? Amen. Amen. Let me tell you something. It's more important to you than to just be healthy. It's important for you to get fit. Because you can be healthy, but if you don't get fit, your health will decline. Hello? Amen. I said, if you don't get fit, see, many times people still do what was done decades ago. You know, but decades ago, when people ate all the stuff that a lot of people still eat today, they was in the field all day. And so they worked that off. You ain't in no field. You sitting up on a nice, comfortable couch. Eat the same thing. Well, my grandma used to eat, yeah, but grandma worked. Hard labor. Amen. Come on, let's wake up. Tell somebody, God needs you around for a long time. Your children need you around. Your grandchildren need you around. The next generations need you around. You got wisdom. You got understanding about things. They need your voice. Amen. All right. So rest is a prevailing quality of God's completeness. I have an assignment. You have an assignment. This was prophesied to me years ago that I would bring a certain people into their rest. Amen. Or into their promised land. Take them across. Amen. Like a Joshua did. Moses, as great as he was, he didn't do it. It took a Joshua generation, a Caleb, to take someone across. Tell somebody, you got to take somebody across. Not just yourself, your children. Amen. Your wife, your husband. Amen. Kinfolk. Take them across. Take them into that place of rest. The word rest is an interesting word used in this context. It doesn't mean sleep. But the word rest is the word nuach. It means to rest, to remain. It means to be quiet. A complete permeation. Rest. Now, it's God that seeks a relationship with us where he can completely envelope or permeate your life. Every dimension of your life, where he can remain, where he can be quiet. Yeah, I mean, when we talk about quiet, it doesn't mean just the absence of words. A quiet spirit, where God can be quiet, where God can rest. You know, when demon spirits go out of a person or are cast out of a person, they go into dry places, and what are they doing? They're seeking rest. When we talk about rest, we're talking about they're seeking an environment they can identify with. See, God, likewise, is seeking a tabernacle, a temple that he can identify with, where he may remain. Demon spirits, let's say if we label them a demon of anger, cast out of a person, just for the sake of labeling, cast out of a person is going to seek a place, he's going to seek somebody that has difficulty with anger. Why? He can get in there and identify. He's at home. Well, God likewise, he's seeking. And Elder touched on it, our worship. Our praise. God seeks worshipers. In other words, he follows worshipers. He's after worshipers, not spectators. It's important to have a prayer life, but God wants worshipers. And worship is not limited to our time here. The law of first reference, the first time we see worship is when Abraham took Isaac to Mount Moriah to offer him a sacrifice. And he told his servant, stay here, I and the lad will go yonder and worship. I don't read where they had guitars or any musical instruments at all. What he carried up to Mount Moriah was his obedience. Come on, see, obedience is the highest form of worship. Come on, somebody. I said, your obedience. That's why you can preach and not speak a word. You're just obeying God. You got your mind under control. You know, your tongue is under control. You're just living a life before God. Guess what? Your life is speaking volumes out of that obedience. I and the lad will go yonder and worship and return again. God seeks worshipers. Now, that doesn't mean when praises are going up, you quiet, you tight-lipped, you just watching folks. No, when praises go up corporately, we are the body of Christ. Amen? We are all one then. Amen? And we can shake. There was a time where they prayed, where the disciples got together after having been beaten. They got together and they prayed, and the place wherein they were was shaken by the power of God because they were all of one voice. At the wall of Jericho, they were one voice. Walls came down. Come on, there's something we can do together that we can't accomplish individually. So you bring your praise from your house to this house. And you take this praise from this house to your house and everywhere in between. You ought to always have a praise. Give thanks in all things. So this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. Give thanks in all things. The little things and the big things. The bad things and the good things. Learn to give thanks to God. Lord, I thank you that you got this thing under control. It don't matter. I'm not going to give the devil any credit. I'm not going to give him any glory. I thank you, Lord. Paul and Silas were down in that prison, had been beaten, bloody, put in stocks. They woke up, came to from being unconscious, started singing praises. They didn't start accusing each other. Start singing praise. Amen. All right, let's move on. We're talking about fighting for our life. First of all, you have to learn how to fight. Or, let me take it a little further. You have to learn how to let the Lord fight for you. Okay? That's where we want to go. You want to learn how to let the Lord fight for you. And not you fighting for yourself or fighting in the flesh. Amen? Now, we've been on this series, Zoe Life, and we've been hammering the concept of rest and peace. And it was said earlier, it was sung earlier, that our peace is a weapon. It's a two-edged sword. Let's get that concept in our mind and renew our mind to that. Cussing folks out ain't the weapon God gave you. That's a carnal weapon. And I know, as I said, most people don't cuss. Some of y'all probably still do. Most saints have been delivered from that. But you got some saints that still slip up every now and then, you know. Amen? But that's not a weapon God. See, our weapons are not carnal. The weapons God gave you are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. It doesn't seem like even a weapon. Peace is not just a warm, fuzzy feeling. It's a weapon. When you hold peace in the midst of warfare, it's a crushing blow to the enemy. In other words, your peace will move him out. Not your anger. Not how loud you get necessarily. It's your peace. In other words, it's your light. As we referred to early on, in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve were never given instruction on fighting the devil. They were given instruction on tilling and tending to the garden. Okay, let's flip this script so that we're operating from our renewed mind. I'm not ignorant of darkness, nor am I ignorant of Satan's devices, but I'm not focused on them. I'm focused on the Word of God, the light of the Scripture. Amen. Now, one of the verses of Scripture that we read in this lesson, in this series on the Zoe Life, is that many do not know the way of peace. You're quick in conflict to start thinking out of the other side of your brain. Let somebody say something to you. What you say? You don't know that. You don't even know me. You're quick to defend yourself. That's the fight or flight syndrome. Let somebody challenge what you believe. Or challenge you on somewhere where you think, you know, where you think you're pretty good at.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.